Today's daf in Masechet Sukkah, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Mem Zayin, and we're holding at the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amud Bet. So we got up to Omer Rav Yehuda Bereid of Shmuel Bar Shilas, which is four lines from the bottom. Omer Rav Yehuda Bereid of Shmuel Bar Shilat Mishmei Derav, Shmini Safek Shvi, Shvi LeSukkah, V'Shmini LeVracha. So the question over here, yesterday we had the issue, which we brought up because of the question of what do we do in the case of an Esrog on the last day. Is the Esrog Muktzah? We have the Machlokas. Is it Muktzah for the whole day? Is it Muktzah only until the mitzvah? And is it even possibly Muktzah on the next day on Shmini Atzeres because of the fact that it was Katzoy Leben HaShmarshayz? That led us into the question of what would be if you live in Chutz La'aretz, and what would be the relationship of the Dinim of Muktzah to the Tishi. From there, today we want to find out what's the din for someone who lives in Chutz La'aretz and has a din on Chag Shmini Atzeret, that it's also a suffix that it might be Shvi Shal Sukkos. So he's got a problem. Because, I mean, on the one hand, if he does the Maisim of Chag HaSukkot, so then he's making this yontiv appear as if it's not Shmini Atzeres. So it's like a Tarte de Sasre. We have this issue of Tarte de Sasre. Two things that contradict each other take away from the feeling of either of them. And the very fact that he's knowing issues of Sukkah makes the yontiv of Shmini Atzeres less valuable, less important to people. And they see it as maybe it's not really a yontiv. And what do we do? So do we sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? Do we take a lulav and esrog on Shmini Atzeres? Do we make a bracha of leishev basukkah? Do we mention Chag HaSukkot and Kiddush? What should we do? So we have the maimer here, the name of Rav, that Shmini Sofek Shvi, which is every Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, is a din of Shvi vis-a-vis the sukkah, and is a din of Shmini vis-a-vis the bracha. Now, we don't know exactly what that means. We're going to have an explanation, two possible explanations, as we continue on the circuit. So Rav says that we treat Shmini Atzeret and Chutz La'aretz as the Yom HaShvi of Chag HaSukkos vis-a-vis Sukkah. But we treat it as the Yom Shmini Atzeres for bracha, whatever that means. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I hold that Shmini Atzeret is Shmini for everything, even for Sukkah. So now, what exactly is the Machlokas? We have two approaches. The first approach is this. Meitev kulei amelo pligi diatvina. Everybody agrees that because it's a suffix that today is Sukkahs, you have to sit in your Sukkah. That's for sure. So then why did Rabbi Yochanan say it's considered to be Shmini Atzeres even vis-a-vis the Dinim of Sukkos? That he meant is that you don't make a bracha on the Sukkah. Ki pligei livruche, his only question is, do you make the bracha of Leishev HaSukkah? So liman di omer Shvi LeSukkah. So look, if you hold like Rav, so then Rav was ready to say, you treat it as if it's the din of the seventh day of Sukkos because of the suffix. And therefore, the halacha would be you would even make the bracha of leishev basukkah. Mashenke lemandi yomer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's shmini for both issues, even though you're sitting in the sukkah, but bruche lo mivarchina. There's a number of different possibilities over here about this, about the bruche lo mivarchina. One possibility is that on a suffik mitzvah, we're not mivarch. So since I'm not sure that I'm in Yotze, even if I'm not Bekim Bekfiya the Yarcha, I therefore am not Koveya a bracha on a suffix. This Bechlal is a big machlokas and has nothing to do with the dinim of the bracha on Yontav Sheni, where we do Kiddush and everything else. What do you mean? It's only a suffix, so why do we do that bracha? Because that was part of the Etzem Takana of Yontav Sheni. That doesn't define what the halach would be in general, Agabi, a suffix, whether I have a mitzvah. Fine, so that's one approach. The other approach is simply because of the idea of Tarte de Sasre. A person can't be inconsistent in what he's doing. He can't pretend on the one hand that it's Sukkos and on the other hand be making brachas about Shmini Atzeres. and saying Kiddush for Shmini Atzeres. But the other reason, the third reason, which is unique to this situation, and which is very important in terms of explaining why do we not talk about taking a lulav and eser at Shmini Atzeres? Why do we only talk about sitting in the sukkah? So there's another issue that's involved, and that is in terms of taking a lulav and esrog, over there you are making a clear-cut statement that you need to treat this day as sukkahs. Otherwise, a lulav is muktzah. Why would you be? You can't possibly have another explanation for holding that lulav other than I have to do the mitzvah with a lulav. And then I'm not to stop carrying around branches because I'm practicing my juggling from a chasana tomorrow. That nobody's going to believe. Masha'in came when it's sitting in a sukkah. What's so hard to believe that somebody likes to sit in the sukkah? He just came out of Chag HaSukkot. It was nice and airy. He had a good time. He wants to spend another day in the sukkah. What's so bad? So over there, it's not ipso facto a contradiction to it being Chag HaSukkot, to it being Shmini Atzeres. So maybe that would be a tremendous difference. Now we're going to see that there's actually, because of this, there's big nafkaminas in how people were noheg on Shmini Atzeres. Because there were places that they were actually did not sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and we'll see why based on this distinction. You can easily understand that if you're living in Europe and it's freezing cold and it's snowing on you, that it's a little bit difficult for people to believe that you're sitting outdoors because it's so comfy and it has nothing to do with it. It might be Chag HaSukkot, you see. So because of that, there are developed minhagim that go against what the Gemara ends up saying over here, namely that you do have to sit in your sukkah because they felt that it was no different than taking your lulav. It would be a steer in people's eyes. It would be a zilzol in the Yantam Shmini Atzeres. So you can certainly see that that might be a factor. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. So this was the first approach, and that everybody agrees you have to sit in the sukkah. The only question between Rav and Rav Yochanan was, do you have to make the bracha leshe basukkah? And Amar Rav Yosef, nikot de Rav Yochanan biyadecha, you know, you should accept Rabbi Yochanan's psak, that even though you're sitting in the sukkah, but you don't make the bracha leshe basukkah, because I can tell you that Ravuna bar Bizna and Kol Gedolei Hador iklu basukkah b'shmini safek shvi, these people, all of the Gedolei Hador came together in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and Meitava v'yatva, they were all sitting in that sukkah, and I saw that nobody made a bracha. So obviously, halacha l'maisa, this is a ma'aseh rav, this is the way that the Gedolim actually conducted themselves, not to make the bracha. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that that's why they didn't make the bracha? Maybe they didn't make the bracha because they held like the shita that we saw yesterday, that kivan sheberach yom tov rishon shuvenu mevarech. Maybe they held that the mitzvah of making a bracha on a sukkah you only make once. Remember the shita that it's all one long mitzvah because it applies during the day and during the night. So then anyway, they wouldn't have made a bracha. They wouldn't have made a bracha on the seventh day anyway. So why would they make a bracha today? So they already made a bracha on the first day. So how is Rabbi Yosef bringing proof that Rabbi Yochanan is correct? Answers Rabbi Yosef, look, I happen to know for a fact, and this I was mekabel as a Gemara from my Rabbein, that Gemiri, I was taught that me'afar atu, that they had come directly in from the open fields out there in the pastures, and they had spent the entire sukkahs outdoors, and they did not have a sukkah. They weren't in the sukkah during that entire time. Some say that it was the Zman of Gezerah that they bring was at that time. Anyway, this was their only opportunity to say a bracha on the sukkah, and they didn't take it. Why? Because obviously they held, like Rabbi Yochanan, that you do not make a bracha on Leshem B'sukkah during Shmini Atzeres. That is approach number one. Here comes approach number two. Ikari Amri. Others were an entirely different machlokas. Everybody agrees, according to this approach. Baruch Kulei Amalok Pligei Lo Mavarchina. For sure you don't make a bracha. Ki Pligei The only machlokas over here is whether you should sit in the sukkah at all. That's gufa the machlokas. So that's lemeitav leman diomar shiva lesukkah. So according to Rav Yehuda amar Rav, that it's called shvi, you sit in the sukkah. And according to Rav Yochanan said, no, it's totally shmini. You don't even sit in the sukkah because that would be a zilzul, because it would mean that, oh, so today is Chol HaMoed, you're saying. It's not really yontif. And that might end up being mezalzel in the yontif. And in this version as well, we had Omer of Yosef take Rav Yochanan to be correct. But here it's for a different reason. Take Rav Yochanan to be correct that we do not sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres at all. Because who was the one who quoted Rav as saying that you do have to treat it as sukkahs? That was Rav Yehuda Bereder of Shmuel Bar Shilas, who quoted Rav. So let me tell you something, guys. I went to visit him on Shmini Atzeres, and guess what? He wasn't sitting in no sukkah. So if the guy himself who quoted Rav to say that the halacha is that you have to treat it like sukkahs, he himself didn't sit in the sukkah, so then obviously the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, and he was levar mizukah yotiv, he was sitting outside of his own sukkah. What's the halacha between the two lashonos and the two different shitas of liba the two lashonos, namely Rav and Rabbi Yochanan? The halacha is that we do sit in the sukkah, but we do not say the bracha. So now the question is, I mean, this is very interesting, but there are places that do not sit in the sukkah at all. So again, that, as I mentioned earlier, that could be because of the fact that to sit in a sukkah when it's cold, and you're living in Finland, so then enachinami. It seems to be a contradiction in the same way that the lulav would be a contradiction. And the truth is that insofar as a question of sleeping in the sukkah, most hold that the mitzvah over here that we're talking about is achila in the sukkah. And sleeping in the sukkah is already making a point that it's sukkahs, namely that it's Chol HaMoed, and that it's not Shmini Atzeres. Basically, it's almost unheard of that people should sleep in the sukkah, and that is not the minhag in Chutz La'aretz. And there's also a minhag of some people that they go, they make kiddush, and they eat a little bit for the kiddush in order to be yotze in the sukkah. So they eat a kibetza, and then they go into the house. All right, l'maisa the Rif Paskins like what we just said in the Gemara, that you sit avabruchilom avarchina. And that's where it's the Ravya who says that daf kelinin achila, not to sleep, because that's the too clear that it would be. But not everybody agrees. And basically, I mean, they even quote that those who were by the Gra, they say that the Gra actually did sleep in the sukkah, in Shmini Atzeres, and in Brisk, they were makpid to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, which is not against the general minute, but that's what they would do. And fine. There's a lot of additional discussion on this, but a lot of different minhagim, and especially people that are visiting to Eretz Yisrael. Also, there's a lot of machlokas about how to view this. But in any event, I brought you most of the minhagim. Now, the question over here is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what about Shechiyani? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shechag. Now, we're back to the normal Shmini Atzeres, nothing to do with the Suffolk. We do say a Shechiyanu, but when it comes to the last day of Pesach, which is also Yantah, and that Shvi Shel Pesach, there we don't say Shechiyanu, because it's not the same situation at all. Because 7 days of Yontif for Pesach is all the same Yontif. So if you made a Shechiyanu at the beginning of Pesach, why would you make a new Shechiyanu on the 7th day of Pesach? Marshenkin Shmini Atzeres, as we're going to prove, is a regal b'fnei atzmo. And therefore we make a separate Shechiyanu because it's a regal b'fnei atzmo. V'yom Reb Levi Bar Chama, V'yitema Reb Chama Bar Chanina, I can prove to you that there is a basis for seeing Shmini Atzeres as a completely different chag. Teda, you should understand this yourself. Sha'arei chaluk b'shlosha dvarim. There's three very glaring differences between Shmini Atzeres and Chag HaSukkos. There are the chiyuv of Sukkah, the chiyuv of Lulav, and the chiyuv of Nisach HaMayim. So the day before, on the seventh day of Sukkot, you were sitting in a sukkah and you were carrying your lulav, and in the Beis HaMikdash, they were being menaseh v'yayin. And all of a sudden, you don't do any of that. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you did use Nisach HaMayim, even on Shmini Atzeres, and he argues in two ways on the Tanna Kamma in the Mishnah, that he holds, first of all, the Tanna Kamma says the shear of Nisach HaMayim was three lugim, and that it was only on the days of Sukkot, 7 days, not Shmeinah. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, first of all, it was not three lug, it was one lug, and it was called Shmeinah. So Harei Chaluk B'Shnei Dvarim. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's still two very important differences, lulav and Sukkot. So I understand. So isn't that true about Pesach to some extent? I mean, isn't Pesach Shvishel Pesach? You're going to tell me that the bracha that I made on the first day of Pesach of Shehecheyanu, that bracha actually covers the seventh day, right? But it's not the same as the first day. It's different in terms of matzah. The first night when I was making the bracha of Shehecheyanu, I was sitting there at the Seder and I had matzahs all around me and so on. And over here, the Omamar Laila Rishona Chova, the only chiyuv of Achilas Matzah is on that first night. And Mikan V'Elach Rishos. So that means that I made a bracha of a Shehecheyanu on one yantav, and now is another yantav. I'm sitting here at night on Shvi Shal Pesach. Looks like the same tablecloth, but it sure as heck don't look like no Seder Shal Pesach. So, I mean, you can say the same thing, that it's making a point of being a completely different holiday, no? Ah, come on. Achi Ashtai, please. I mean, you understand yourself the difference. First of all, the Shehecheyanu that you make on the night. And what if you didn't make it at night and you made it in the day? So there was no matzah on the first day either. I'm a chuyuv to eat matzah on the first day. It's only at the night. Be'erev tochlu matzah. So over there, it's only different between the night before it. It's not different from the day, right? From the first day. Mashenkin over here, it's fundamentally different from the day, from the night, totally gone. Because over here, it was the chiyuv of lulav and the chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah, and this is nighttime and daytime. Over here, coming to my Shmini Atzeres, and it's a totally different holiday with none of the issues that you're discussing whatsoever. So how do you compare the two? Ravina says, come on, there's a much bigger difference. I mean, over here, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, it's a new day in the sense of it's different than yesterday. It's a new day. So it's Cholok Mishal Fanav. But over here, what is the difference between, even according to you, that the seventh day of Pesach is different than yesterday? No. Is it different than the day before yesterday? No. Is it different than the day before yesterday? No, it's only different for the first day. So what does that make it a holiday on its own? Well, you certainly weren't going to say a new Shehecheyanu during the other days of Chol HaMoed because the matzah was a rishus. That's not the point. Rav Papa says, listen, no matter how you look at it, it's a totally different concept. I mean, you look in the Torah, okay? Rav Papa says, if you just see, it says on the Shmini Atzeres, what does it say? What carbon do you bring? Par echad. And on every other single day, what do you bring? Parim. So you start off with 14 parim, you go down to 7 parim. I mean, all of a sudden you're down to a par. It's a totally different holiday. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, if you take a look on the way that the Torah presents the Musafim, okay, every single day it says, Uvayom Hasheni, Parim Shloshasa, Uvayom Hashlishi. It's Uvayom Harvi'i. Every single day, it's Uvayom Hashvi'i. All of a sudden, you get to the eighth day, and it doesn't say Uvayom Hashmini. It says Bayom Hashmini. Now, what does that tell you? That the Torah wants you to recognize that there is no Vav HaChibur between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos. It's a totally different day. By Yom HaShmini, it starts from the beginning. So Hachaktiv by Yom, whereas on Sukkos, every single day says Uvayom. Rav Ashi says, look at something else. On the seventh day, what does it say when it talks about bringing all of the Musafim? It says to bring them Kemishpatam. Why Kemishpatam? Because this is my summary. This is, you brought all your karbonot, Kemishpatam, now it's over. When you get to the next day, it's Kemishpat, like the new rules of Shmini Atzeret. So it's a different holiday. Lema Misayel, and we can prove it from this also, that it's a different, like what Rabbi Yochanan said. Because it says over here, the Purim, the Eilim, and the Kvasim, every single day, are Ma'akvim Zedze. So if you're missing one of these animals, forget it. You can't bring any of your korbanos. Rabbi Yehuda says, now, wait a minute. That's true about the Eilim, and that's true about the Kvasim. But it's not true about the Purim. How can it be true about the Purim if every day, anyway, you're going to be bringing one less par? So fine. So then that means the Torah is not makbid that the definition of the carbon of Musaf on Sukkos is specifically these number of Purim. It changes. So you have one less. The next day you have two less. So therefore, Ari Midmatim Volchin anyway. You have less every single day. And therefore, don't worry about the Purim. Amrullo. So then don't worry about the Eilim, they said to him, said the Chachamim. And don't worry about the Kvasim, because all of them are also Mismatim V'Holchim. On Shmini Atzeret. Instead of having the one less, instead you have not six Purim, which is what you would have had. You had one, but the same thing is true of the Eilim. Instead of having two Eilim, you have only one. And you have only seven of the Kvasim, so you've gone down in the Kvasim too. So you could say, obviously, it doesn't matter if you're missing one here and there, because on Shmini Atzeres, it doesn't matter. Said Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean on Shmini Atzeres? What does Shmini Atzeres have to do with anything? Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmohu. What, are you going to bring me a raya because on Shavuos it's different? It's ridiculous. It's a regal b'fnei atzmohu in every way. Shekashem sheshivat yimei achag. To anim korban. Vishir, Uvracha, Vilina, listen, every single day of the Chag HaSukkot, you should know that you have that specific one less of the Purim and the 14 of the Kvasim and all of that. That is unique to Sukkot. You don't have that on Shmini Atzeres. You have a completely different set. And as far as the shir that was sung by the Levim in the Beit HaMikdash, they used to sing during the entire Chag HaSukkot, they would sing songs about the Matonais Evyonim, about Leket, about Shikha, about being careful at how you treat the poor. And not only that, they would split it up. There would be half of a Mizmor one day, half of the other half of the Mizmor the next day. When it came to Shmini Atzeres, we have a totally different one. Tos would suggest, based on the second Sofrim, that is Lamdatseach ala Shminit. But the point is nothing to do with all of the other ones about marketplaces and treating the poor and making sure your payers are properly done and so on. We don't mention that. Furthermore, there's also a bracha. Now, what the bracha is, we're going to ask in a moment. But there's also a bracha that is different. And also, Lina. The halacha is that you need to wait overnight before you're allowed to go back after you came into the Beit HaMikdash, and Shemini requires a separate lina. Karban, Vashir, Rubrocha, Valina, so for sure it's a different holiday. So that's the Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. And when you said over here, Brocha, didn't that mean the Brocha of Shechiyanu? So it's directly a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Who says that you make a Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres? And that's what Rabbi Yehuda was saying. Isn't it a Chag b'fnei atzmo in terms of Brocha? Says the Gemara, not necessarily. How do you know that that's what it means? Maybe what it means is Brocha as far as mentioning in Birchas HaMazon and in Tefillah, instead of saying Yes Chag HaSukkot HaZeh, you say it's Yom Shmini Chag Atzeret HaZeh. That's all that it means. So that we're masking a different shame of the Chag. It needs a Brocha b'fnei atzmo. And that's more reasonable, okay? Because Zachinami Mistavra, these are that Zman. I mean, what do you think that mentioning over here is that you say Shechiyanu? You don't say Shechiyanu every single day. So how did you think it was referring to Shechiyanu? You only Shechiyanu the first day of Sukkot. So Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika, I mean, you were saying just like the Shiva Simeach Chag have Brocha Bifnei Atzman. How do they have a Shechiyano Bifnei Atzman? I never saw anybody make a Shechiyano all 7 days. So of course it's a reference to Chag Hashmini Atzeret Hazeh. No, that doesn't bother me. Look, it doesn't mean you have to make the Brocha. It means that you could make your Shechiyano on Sukkot every single day. If you didn't make it the first day, so you make it the second day. You make it the second day, you make it the seventh day, whatever, right? So the Ilo Borcha Idna, if you didn't make your Bircha Shechiyano on the first day, so then you can still make it on the second day, or Liyum Achrina. Can't mean Shechiyano. Shechiyano we make only when we have a cup of wine. Mikomakom, don't we need a kos? Kos pina. I mean, unless you're willing to say that this whole discussion is based on an acceptance of the Shita of Reb Nachman. So, then this would be Lema Misayele to Reb Nachman, because Reb Nachman says, Shechiyano has nothing to do with the Kotz. Shechiyano, if you realize that you didn't say Shechiyano, and now you're walking down the Shuk, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I didn't say Shechiyano, it's a Simcha to say Shechiyano, you say it afilo b'shuk. You don't need wine for Shechiyano. Because if you're going to tell me that you do need wine, so what? I mean, kos koyuma miika. Do we necessarily have a kos? People have a kos every single day. They're so rich that they can afford wine every single day. Why not? Dilma de ikla like kos. Now, this is a little bit strange. Because miikar adin, if you live in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, so then the mitzvah of Simcha Pechag is a mitzvah that you're mekayim with the boser of the shlomi. But if you don't live in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, then the chiyuv of Simcha v'samachta is a chiyuv davka in terms of wine. You're supposed to be koveya a su'udah ala yayin every single day of Sukkot, even during Chol HaMoed. So if you don't do that, then you're going to be mezalzel in the yontif. I mean, that's b'chora how we paskin. You're mechuyev to have wine in every single meal. That's the shulchan aruch paskin. Sarach likboa b'yontif suda ala yayin. So what's the big pella that you should have wine? So even though the maisa, there may be a difference between bisman abayit. And maybe that's what it was talking about. But L'maisa Rebbe Yashiv wrote in a letter that Kol Yorei Shamayim should be Zoyer Lishtot Yayin B'chol Yom Mimei Chol HaMoed. And anybody who has Yorei Shamayim has to be careful B'davka to have wine. And Rebbe Meisha also says in his Shuvas that there's a Chiyuv of every single day during Chol HaMoed B'zman Hazeh to have wine. Okay, so maybe the question then, if it isn't talking about Bizman HaBayit, maybe it means not everybody can afford wine. But it's a little bit strange that the Gemara said, well, where are you going to get wine every single day? Anyway, so okay, but we've answered that. So Sovar Reb Yehuda Shmini Ton Lina. But now it turns out you're saying that the eighth day, just a holiday of one day, Chag Shmini Atzeret, requires staying over in Yerushalayim overnight, and you're not allowed to leave. V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, minay lePesach Sheni she'ena ton mina. How do we know that Pesach Sheni, a month later, does not require, if you came to bring in your carbon Pesach on the next month, that you don't have to stay, you can leave right away? Because it says, ufanita baboker v'halachta lo'alecha. So it says beferish that even though Sheshet puts together Fanita Baboker Valachta Lo Alecha Lagabi Pesach, Sheshet Yamim Tochal Matzot. Then the very next pasuk, that's what it says. Apparently, the Smichus is telling me when is there a din of Fanita Baboker Valachta Lo Alecha. And Baboker means Baboker Sheni, because we learned from there that you can't. Certainly, Torah is not telling you to travel on Yantar. So when is that? That's a reference to where there's a mitzvah of Sheshes Yomim Tochal Matzah, meaning that you came and you brought your carbon Pesach for Pesach Rishon. So then only at Shaton Shishaton Rina. But if you don't require 6 days of Yantav, let's say you're bringing a Pesach Sheni, you're not bringing a Pesach Rishon, so then there's no Rina. And then ain't a ton, Lena. So doesn't that mean that if you don't have 6 days, like Shmini Atzeres doesn't have 6 days, then you don't need Lena? So how is Rabbi Yehuda now saying that you do need Lena on Shmini Atzeres? I'm very confused. No, that's not what it meant. He was only coming to exclude Pesach Sheni, which is similar to Pesach Rishon in bringing the Korban Pesach. He wasn't saying that on Shavuos you don't have Lena, that on Shmini Atzeres you don't have Lena because they're only one day. He never suggested such a thing. It was only Lamutesh Pesach Sheni de Kavate, which must be true because Achinami Mistavra. Because also we learn in the Mishnah of Bikurim that Habikurim to Unin Korban, Vishir, Utnufa, Valina. So how is it possible to say that the, and we're going to see that that's only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that means that you need to bring along with your Bikurim, you have to learn, since it says over there, and of course this was the hachana that you made yesterday for doing the first Aliyah. I'm sure everybody did the hachana of Kitavo. And this is the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting. So it says over there, Beferish, that you have to be Sameach, V'samachta B'cholatov. And that means, since we learn out V'samachta is a din in carbon, a din in carbon shlomim, so you have to bring a carbon with the Bikurim. And Cholatov, we learn out from the word Tov, that you need to have a Shira also from the, that's the Aramim Hashem, Kidilitani, is all in sung at that time, as Rashi brings from Yerushalmi, and it needs tenufa. Now tenufa, how do we know Bikurim need tenufa? Because Rabbi Yehuda, the very same Rabbi Yehuda that says over here that only a shaton shisha is ton lina, he's the author of this Mishnah that says that Bikurim are tunim both lina and tenufa. Because he's the only one that teaches the halacha of tenufa, the Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, since it says, v'hinachto lifnei Hashem Elokecha, this is a reference to tenufa. What do you mean tenufa? Maybe it means what it says. Who says it means tenufa? Talmud is tenufa. I mean, maybe it's referring to what it says, putting it down, right? Hanacha, mamash. No, you're not paying attention. Before, in the first pasuk, which is the fourth pasuk, but in the first pasuk it says that the Kohen takes the tenemiyadecha v'inicho lefnei Hashem Elokecha. So then what is this second one? V'ata hine v'eti et reishit pri adama v'inachto lefnei Hashem Elokecha. What do you think that's a reference to? So when it said v'inicho hare anacha amur, the fact that we had the original anacha, we know that. So why does it say v'inachto again? What were you doing with it that you have to put it down? Ah, that means, some learned that that's the pshat. Others learned the Lashon of Yinachto itself is the Lashon Lech Necheyet Ha'am. So in other words, when you wave something around, you're doing a Hanocha, meaning not lying it down, but rather directing how it's supposed to move. But whatever the pshat is, the second Yinachto is a Raya to Tnufa Aliva to Rabbi Yehuda. And it's the same Mishnah that is going here, Aliva to Rabbi Yehuda, that says you require Lina. Do you need 6 days for bringing Bikurim? Absolutely not. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda never meant to exclude any time that you don't have 6 days. Rabbi Yehuda was just coming to exclude Pesach, where you don't have 6 days, meaning Pesach Sheni. So there you have a proof. No, wait a minute. What do you mean? It must be Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you say it must be Rabbi Yehuda? There's other shittas that hold of Hanocha. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. D'tanya v'lakach ha-koein ha-tenem mi-adecha limit ala bikurim sh'tu'unim tenufa. This teaches me, according to Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, that you were holding that teneh. That teaches me that he's taking them in order to be mainif. How do we see that from there? My time to Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov, it's a limit from Shlomi. It says over here, v'lakach ha-koein ha-tenem mi-adecha. So use the lotion of yad. And we learn out yad from Shlomi. Because by the dinim of Shlomim, it says, Yadav Tiviena et Ishe Hashem. So from the Gzera Shava, you see, Maikan Kohen, Afla Halan Kohen. But on the other hand, just like over there by Shlomim, it says, Yadav Tiviena, which means the Baalim, Mala Halan Baalim, Afkan Baalim. So is it the Kohen or is it the Baalim? It's both. Hakeitzat, Kohen meniach yado tachad yad ha-ba'alim u'meniif. It means that they both, that the ba'alim is holding the higher part and the Kohen puts his hand on the lower part, not against the actual hand of the ba'alim, because that would be a chatzitza, and your meniif. Okay, so you haven't proven to me that Rabbi Yochanan is correct. So, bottom line, do we or do we not say a Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeret, my Abiyala? Rav Nachman Amar Omrim Zman Bishmini, we definitely say Bishmini Atzeret the Shechiyonu. Rav Shesha says we do not say Zman, Ve'ilchata Omrim Zman Bishmini Shechag. The halacha is that we definitely do, and in fact, Tanakh Basit Rav Nachman, there's a braita that says exactly what Rav Nachman says. That Shmini is a rego b'fnei atzmo to anyone that is affected by ADD. So that's le'inyan bizarre kashaf. People have problems in concentrating and they get their bizarre kashaf. Their concentration is all over the place. And that is a simen. It stands for pious b'fnei atzmo, that during the entire circus, we did not have to have a pious for the parim because we could do the parim, all of those parim, we could split them between all of the mishmaros that were there three times. And that's what we did without a pious. But when we came to Shmini Atzeres, we needed the new pious. And it's zman bifnei atzmo, so it needs a separate shechiyanu. And it's a regel bifnei atzmo, and that means that it's doesn't have the same mitzvahs at all. And it's korban bifnei atzmo, does not follow the way that we did the korbanos. It has a shira bifnei atzmo, the lamnatzeach halashminis, and it has a bracha bifnei atzmo. Again, it's a little bit of a question what this means, but it's called Yom Shmini Atzeres rather than Yom Chag HaSukkot. And therefore, bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan is correct. We definitely say shehecheyanu. Shehecheyanu.